A great and wonderful day awaits if you're listening to this on the day that it was released, which is Wednesday. Otherwise, I don't know what the weather is like. Just look outside the window and you will see. We cover the Esperance bushfire inquest, which is happening in Esperance this week. Covered that much later in the catch-up. You'll also hear about the bikies in town. There's an increased police presence. I covered that much later. Chris Russell, he's talking about, you know what, that's on the other catch-up. We'll do that on another link. Esperance horoscopes, I did that for the first time, and a mural was being painted down on the Esperance foreshore. More of that's coming up on Triple M. Catch-up, Sean, for breakfast.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels good,
oh, Graham Bonnet, it's a great song. That riff has actually been used by the Avalanches fairly recently for their music. You're listening to Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47, Triple M.
Wednesday Riddle.
Oh, and it's that time of the week, the hump day, where we try and stretch our brain capacity and answer our Wednesday Riddle. Last week was a wordy one, an anagram, actually. And this week, it's wordy, not quite an anagram, though. So get ready for this. 13:27:10. Get your hand and ears and mouth ready, because whoever gets this Wednesday Riddle correct will get a very special prize. What word looks the same upside down and backwards? So what word, if you write it down on a piece of paper, if you turn that upside down, what word looks the same? There is an answer. It is quite difficult. 13:27:10 if you know it. Now, I want to talk about this very special prize. Admittedly, look, full disclosure, they may be secondhand. Basically, I'm giving away some very special socks. Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, socks as prizes. Now, full disclosure, these socks may be secondhand, possibly remnant Christmas or birthday presents that didn't really take my fancy, but hey, that means, you know, they've only been worn twice, maybe three times at best, and you know that old adage, one man's trash is another's treasure. So 13:27:10, give me a call if you know the answer to the Wednesday Riddle and you want a pair of these pretty funky socks. What word looks the same upside down and backwards? We'll be covering that later in the program. This is Creedence. Coming up next, Under the Lino. What was the top hit in Australia in 1989, 30 years ago? Queen of Pop had it. It's coming up next.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
The Steve Miller Band on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47, Triple M. We're approaching 9 minutes past seven, and of late, the last year or so, there's been a resurgence of murals painted around town. There's one in that little dome cafe laneway. There's also one on the Andrew Street Esplanade car park intersection. That big mural looks beautiful. There's a whale painted on it. And now there's going to be another. Matt Adnate has travelled from Melbourne to do two murals in town. The first is on the west wall of Dempster Hair and Beauty. Look, that's being painted as we speak. At the moment, there's an undercoat, this beautiful blue, sort of light blue. There's also some white, looks like the beginnings of a sky, but I don't actually know the final design. Also, the Red Cross building will receive a little bit of a facelift on one of their walls. Now, I did speak to Matt yesterday. I went down and had a little sticky beak at the painting. I wanted to see him in action, but he was sort of taking the afternoon off. He's taking today off. He said he's never been to Esperance before, and he wants to see the beaches, Twilight, West Beach. He actually wants to go to Lucky Bay as well. And because today the weather's so nice, he's going to take the opportunity. And I said, go on, get out of here. You know, take a break. You've worked hard. You can do it. Not that he needs my permission, but I thought I'd give him some encouragement anyway. He will be back at the wall on Thursday, though, for a fine day. So get down there if you want to see an artist in action. He'll have his spray paints. He's got a scissor lift as well to get to those hard-to-reach areas. It'd be great to see an artist at work, especially in such a large and great project. Get down there. Matt Adnate will be painting Thursday and Friday. There's also an opportunity to hear him speak and present and talk to the general public about what he does. That's happening on Thursday night at ECA. For more details, contact the ECA. This is Nick Kershaw. Coming up next, horoscopes. Hello, you think? I didn't know you were a horoscope guy, Sean. Well, I am. I love spirits. And I love fake science. It's coming up after Nick Kershaw on Triple M. It's 11 past 7.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Nick Kershaw, it's 15 minutes past 7 on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. That song from 1983 off the B-side Monkey Business. The song was covered by Danny Hutton in 1986 and Placebo in 2009. What do you know? Now, you may think you know me. I've been on the program on the air in Esperance for over a year now. But what you didn't know about me is that I'm a bit of a horoscopes man. Yeah, that's right. I love horoscopes. So I've decided to enlist one of my friends to start doing a horoscope segment, which begins this morning.
Yes. Hello. Please sit. This is Esperance Horoscopes. I'm Teresa Moonface. Let's begin. Virgo, you saucy little things, prefer zippers over buttons this week. Buttoned up Virgos may attract danger, either through wardrobe malfunction or fatal choking. Sagittarius, you half horse, half human freaks, you'll traverse the week without having to spell your horoscope name or other long and pesky words, which is pleasing for those that don't want a challenge. Well done. Leo, the stars are telling me to find your nearest Capricorn and be abnormally rude to them throughout the week. Step on their toes, leer, or snort at them, but only between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. This will bring good fortune. All other signs, avoid flying insects at all costs this week. They are the vessels for the devil. Thank you, Sean, and thank you, all my beautiful cherubs out there.
No, thank you, Teresa Love Moonface, whatever your name was. Well done, an old friend, Teresa Moonface in the Esperance Horoscopes. Coming up for you, we've got KC and the Sunshine Band. We've also got The Beatles, an old classic, coming up for you on Triple X.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Pat Benatar on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. We're approaching 10 minutes past 8. And I kid you not, I don't choose the music here on the station. All fired up. And this morning I want to talk about the 2015 Esperance Bushfires Inquest, which has been happening all this week at the Esperance Courthouse. Yesterday was day 2 and it was tense and at times emotional. In the courthouse. Will Carmody, he's the fire and safety officer at the time of the fires. He addressed the court for 5 hours, was in the chair for 5 hours, and he did a stunning job. He basically gave a blow-by-blow account of the fire, the initial stages when it burnt fairly innocuously around Lake Benz and Pyramid Lakes. That started on the Sunday before it broke buffers and turned wild on the Tuesday. An interesting note is what Mr. Carmody said when he was talking about the relationship between DPOR, DFES and local volunteer firefighters. He said, "We work as a team. Doesn't matter who was wearing the chief's hat, we just got onto it." And in those initial stages, look, there was a lot of things that went wrong for the fighting team led by Mr. Carmody. He did ask for more equipment from DFES. They said because of the resources being so stretched at the time, there was another 9 fires across WA, including one on Esperance's doorstep in Merivale. Basically, it was not possible to get any more equipment. Regardless, they still were able to source 2 bulldozers and chains, and that was to try and increase the buffer zone at Lake Menz and Pyramid Lakes. They were supposed to arrive at 9 a.m. on the Monday. They didn't get there until the afternoon, which basically meant they lost a few hours to try and help increase that buffer. There was fire engines that got bogged. There was a really bad communication in the area, basically because, as Mr. Carmody said yesterday, it's very poor communications because we are kind of outback. I mean, this is almost half an hour north of Esperance, kind of in the middle of nowhere, bushland. Then things got pretty scary. Mr. Carmody was basically the one that said for his team to retreat as this fire got wild. I'll let you know that experience, what he said to the courts after James Brown on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
That's James Brown on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates is 747 Triple M. It is purely a coincidence that the last few times that I've spoken about the 2015 Esperance bushfires, I've had Elvis Presley singing Burning Love. I had In Excess Burn For You. Just before, I had Pat Benatar all fired up. And just then, that was James Brown and the Famous Flames. How does this happen? The world works in mysterious ways. And yes, day two of the 2015 inquest into the Esperance bushfires continued yesterday. Will Carmody was the fire and safety officer in charge at the time. He described the events leading up to when the fire did break containment lines and basically went wild. And wild it did go. Mr. Carmody described it as like a blowtorch. No other way to describe it. It escalated so quickly. He also said the wind basically dropped from the sky. On that Tuesday morning, things were quiet and mild, and then out of nowhere, just before lunch, the wind picked up to 60 kilometres per hour. On average, there were gusts up to 90 kilometres per hour. He decided to retreat. His entire team, they had a whole setup out there. They retreated twice to two different setback points. The fire was travelling at least 15 kilometres per hour. At times, it was going faster than that. The flames climbed to as high as 40 metres, as described by Mr. Carmody. One of the more concerning aspects of this whole thing was during the day, the Tuesday, when things were going crazy, they retreated back to another farm and tried to combat the blaze using crops, basically, as the buffer zone. The only time that Will Carmody, and this is according to him, of course, the only time he saw a DFES person was at 9 p.m. on the Tuesday night. He didn't see any DFES person until 9 p.m. on the Tuesday night. He told the court, "I imagine there would be a team come down and support, not us just left as locals." He then said later that support had been promised, but crews, the local crews, of course, were left to hang out to dry. Now, obviously, this is only one side of the story. DFES will have an opportunity to explain themselves today. Gavin Warnes was the district DFES officer at the time. He will take to the stand from 9:30 for day three of this inquest. I'm sure there is a reasonable explanation for it. There will be some questions asked. I'll be very interested to hear the answer. I'll be there listening out, and I'll bring you the news tomorrow, a recap of day three as I've done today and yesterday. And just a quick one as well. Yesterday, I did speak about Andrew Duckworth. He was a DFES officer in charge of investigating how that fire started. I just want to emphasise that point. He had nothing to do with the operations leading up to the fire or during the fire. He was employed a day after the event, the November 17th. So he flew down on the 18th of November to investigate how the fire started, nothing more. Just wanted to clarify that point. Coming up for you, a song to listen to as you're at work or at school, looking out into the distance, maybe out a window. It's by Supertramp, and it's coming up on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
The Rolling Stones, with a very reasonable request, if you ask me, Get Off of My Cloud on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates of 747 Triple M. We're approaching a quarter to nine. And you may have noticed around town an increased police presence. That's because there appears to be a gang of bikies that have arrived. I've been told that they are a chapter of the Coffin Cheaters, the Bunbury chapter. They're staying at the caravan park, or they've booked in overnight. I'm not sure if they're going to stick around today and catch up with our beautiful beaches. 32 degrees, Twilight Beach would be immaculate today, or Lucky Bay. I've also heard that a few of the pubs from around town were informed by police that they were coming down and to be careful, because apparently there may have been some mischief made at the Newdigate pub earlier on this week. I put it up on the Facebook page. I just said that there were some bikies in town. James said on there, "Must be a good job on the bike task force. Get to stand around all day and waste the taxpayers' dollar. What a joke." Janice said, "Waste of time and resources. Just a butch of blokes on a holiday having a few beers." I think that's a little bit... unreasonable. I don't mind the extra police presence. I mean, it doesn't cost us anything, really. And if they're trying to stop drugs coming into the town, then I think that's pretty important. The cost that drug addiction has on Esperance is huge. Any way to stop it and stop drugs coming in. Not saying the bikies are bringing drugs at all, but if they think they are, and if they think they can stop it with an increased police presence, then so be it. We'll jump into a short break now. On the other side, Joe Cocker. This is a song made famous by that Full Monty movie. We'll also give you the Wednesday riddle very soon. Triple M. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
That's Bob Welsh and Sean for Breakfast. Essence is 7:47 Triple M. Now, I've left you hanging, haven't I? I know you're all tonguing for the answer to this
Wednesday riddle.
I introduced this just after 6:30, 2.5 hours later, and you're still wondering what is the answer? I also was trying to give away a pair of my socks. If you got this riddle correct today, you would have received a pair of basically new socks, maybe two or three wears. They're very funky, very cool. They're sort of ex-Christmas, ex-birthday presents. I say ex because I do plan on getting rid of them. Anyway, the Wednesday riddle was, what word looks the same upside down and backwards? And there was a bit of a twist. I realised that there was actually two correct answers to this. Danny got the second one. Well done to you. Helen and Grant got the correct answer on the Triple M Essence Facebook page. Claudia and Rory said Bob. But unfortunately, that's not right. So if you write down Bob, do it right now on a pad and paper. If you turn that upside down and read it, it doesn't make sense. It's nonsensical. It just doesn't read a word. However, if you write down the word swims and you turn that upside down, yes, it still reads swims. That's your correct answer. Your Wednesday riddle is swims this morning. Well done. Of course, the Wednesday riddle will be back next week. It'll be just as tricky for you. That's about the end of the show. I have to get going. I'm going to head off to the Esperance inquiry now at the Esperance Courthouse. Today they'll be speaking to Gavin Warnes. He is the DFAS District Officer in charge at the time. They'll also be speaking to the Shire CEO, Matthew Scott. I'll keep you posted with those tomorrow on the show, what exactly happened at court and much, much more. Have a beautiful Wednesday. Get out there, enjoy the weather, folks. You're listening to Triple M.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Sean for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.